Adam Locher here at the 95th National FFA Convention, joined today by Connor Cowdery of the Brock FFA chapter in Texas, who has a business of building, owning, and operating a flock of Dorper sheep. And he's recently been declared the winner of the sheep production proficiency. Connor, how are you feeling?
It's really awesome, man. I've worked a lot for this, and this is really just the icing on the cake to get to come to such a big event like this and receive an award.
Perfect. So, Connor, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and your proficiency.
So, like you said, I'm Connor Cowdery. I'm from Brock, Texas, which is just a little bit west of Dallas-Fort Worth area, about 45 miles. I am currently a sophomore at Texas Tech University there in Lubbock, studying animal science business. I'm also a licensed auctioneer, hoping to pursue a career in auctioneering, as well as raising Dorper sheep. My family started raising Dorper sheep roughly 7 years ago, and I just jumped in feet first and went ahead and decided that that's what I wanted to do all throughout my high school career and make an SAE out of it as well. And so it really, really just consists of raising registered Dorper ewes that we sell to kids who want to show, as well as seed stock operations who are trying to better their flocks. We sell a good handful of registered rams to commercial producers that are trying to better their commercial flocks as well. So the Dorper sheep have been very, very good for us and have blessed us in many ways, just in terms of the country that we run and how hardy they are and good for our country.
That's a great overview of your production there on the farm. I'm curious, what are some of the more day-to-day activities that you do there when you're working with your sheep?
Yes, sir. So day-to-day is pretty simple itself, just feeding, checking health, keeping waters filled, making sure they got shelter all the time. Other than that, whenever it comes around to vaccinating and worming, we vaccinate and worm pretty regularly to make sure that we've got a healthy flock. Other than that, breeding. Breeding season's a very big time. We've got to sort into breeding pens, get those ewes bred to the ram of our choice, and then once those ewes lamb, getting those lambs' tails docked, getting those lambs vaccinated, and then as well as weaned and put on feed right after that. But for the most part, that's about all that we have to do with that, is just make sure that they're healthy and fed and taken care of.
So you have a future going into animal science. I'm curious, where do you see yourself with sheep production in the future?
You bet. So, whenever I went to Texas Tech as a freshman, that was about the only thing I had in mind was animal science and animal science business at that, having that business aspect to run a successful business down the road. But really, I just want to continue to raise these Dorper sheep. They've been extremely good to me, and I have seen a large growth in people who are raising Dorpers, and so I want to be a big face in the Dorper industry and somebody that people come to for questions and to buy sheep, and if they want to get started, I want to be one of the names that they think to call.
And now, how does auctioneering come into play with all this?
You bet. So, since I was a little bitty, since I was probably two or three, I've always grown up in sale barns at livestock sales of all multitudes, horse sales, cow sales, sheep and goat sales. And, when I was probably 8 or 9 years old, I was like, man, I think I want to be an auctioneer. And I started looking into that, and actually just went to auctioneer school this past summer, and I've become a certified auctioneer, and so now we're on the path to just starting an auction business and hopefully to specialize, mainly in small animals, sheep and goats, as well as horses possibly, but being in the sheep industry, I feel like it's a very good fit.
Sell show sheep.
An excellent industry to be in. So, you've obviously put in a lot of work with your experiences here, but I'm sure that you've had some help along the way. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank?
Oh, I've got to thank my parents for sure. I've got to thank my ag teacher, Miss Horner, and most of all, the good Lord above for, one, putting sheep on the earth that I can manage them and take care of those and fulfill his needs with those animals to the rest of the United States. But there's countless people that have helped me along the way that I've give many thanks to, but my parents and good Lord, my ag teacher, Miss Horner, for sure, for helping me along the way.
Excellent. A very successful career in the sheep industry and winner of the sheep production proficiency, Connor Cowdery of the Brock FFA chapter in Texas. Thanks for joining us here today and congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm Adam Locher reporting for National FFA.